Back here at Martin Stadium, we trail 10-3 at halftime, something that we are not used to doing is trailing at halftime. But visiting with me right now, as always, we keep the tradition going, the principal of Lowndes High School, Mr. Wes Taylor. How you doing, buddy?
Good, Wes. How are you?
I tell you what, this game was everything it's been billed to be around the state.
You're right. You know, we don't put a lot of stock in preseason and in the polls during the course of the year. But those guys may have got this one about right. You know, we've certainly got a fight on our hands, and it's toe-to-toe right now, nip and tuck, and, you know, a couple of mistakes on our part early. But we've got a battle on our hands.
Coach, we give up, you know, we give up two big plays, the fumble down here that they kicked the field goal on, and then the long pass play, the 46-yard pass play that enabled them to score and to give them the lead. But, you know, they've made some mistakes, too, and shot themselves in the foot. And it's been a hard-fought football game between two good football teams.
I don't think there's any question. You know, they definitely have a good football team, and they're well-coached. They execute well, and their kids are playing hard. And, you know, it's not a bad thing, Wes, for our kids to have to battle, you know, and have to struggle and fight. And, you know, that'll only make us better in the long run. But, of course, we still want to come out on top in this game. But I think it'll be good for us. We got to, you know, you got to play two halves. You got to play four quarters. So, you know, we're certainly optimistic, and I'm sure our coaching staff will make the necessary adjustments during halftime, and I believe the kids will come out and play hard in the second half.
Well, to do that, as we always done, we're going to do things just a little bit different this year. Normally, I would have 10 to 12 minutes, but because we restructure things at halftime, I've got about 6 to 8 minutes. So everybody knows that your principal at Lowndes High, everybody knows that the board voted, offered you the job, you accepted it to become the superintendent June 30th of next year. We know there's going to be a transition period after Christmas. We'll come back later in the year and talk about that.
Okay.
Right now, let's talk about I know what is most dear to your heart, always has been, and no matter what your title or position is, will always be dear to your heart. But that building right over yonder that I left, tell us what's going on this year.
Wes, let me tell you, you're absolutely right. You know, over the last, this being the ninth year that we've been at Lowndes, you know, we've got an awful lot of time and sweat invested at Lowndes High, and we've got great facilities. You know, I've said that, and we try to improve a little bit every year in terms of our facilities, but we're certainly very fortunate. But that's all bricks and mortars. What Lowndes High is really about is the people, and that starts first and foremost with our students, and I'll tell you, 27 years in this business, we've got the best student body, and I can say that over the course, again, of 9 years of anywhere I've been around. With 3,000 kids on campus, if our kids were not well-behaved and respectful and do what we ask them to do, we could have chaos at any moment. And I don't do chaos very well, so I'm very happy and very pleased that our student body responds to our direction. And then secondly is the staff that makes up Lowndes. You know, there's a lot of pride. Very dedicated and committed staff that we have. Some of the most difficult economic times, certainly in my lifetime, my career in public education, in terms of budget cuts and reductions and austerity cuts, furlough days, you know, all those are ugly words, but our staff has never missed a beat. You know, they don't whine and complain about it. We feel like that we have to seize the moment and provide the best quality education each and every day for our student body, and it's a great place to be, I tell you.
Well, what do you have planned for the students and faculty this year over at Lowndes High School?
Well, we're off to a great start, very smooth start. On day 20, our enrollment was about the same as it was on day 20 a year ago. We're just shy of 3,000 students. Across the system, we're up about 120 kids, so obviously those students are primarily in the middle and high school where we see the increase. But we're just looking forward to a great year. We have tried, again, in the midst of budget cuts the last couple of years, not to introduce any new initiatives, but to maintain what we have going on and refine our skills and hone our craft and just invest in our student body. And we just expect them after graduation to be successful in whatever endeavor they choose to embark on after graduation. So that's what we set out to do is to prepare them to be the best and most prepared that they can when they leave us.
And I tell you what, we've had a lot of folks go a long way and go different places. And on behalf of the Viking Voice and a certain young man who's in the stands tonight, he's home, a fellow by the name of Chris Scurry. And as he was telling us during our pregame show, he's just become, when I say academically eligible, he wasn't allowed to practice through no fault of his own, through no fault of the school, but somehow another snafu, some type of snafu in the computer system that you personally took care of last Tuesday to get this thing straightened out so he could go play a little football.
Wes, it's ironic. I ran into him in the tunnel as I was waiting. I tried not to walk in front of people in the last couple of minutes of the half, and I happened to run into him, and I wanted to hug his neck. We're awfully proud of Chris as well as of many of our graduates. I also ran into Alex Rowell down there a while ago, who's on the sidelines, looks like old times, who's involved in the honors program at the University of Georgia. And he's home for the holiday weekend as well. And you know, we're just, once our kids graduate, you know, they often come back, and we're proud of our alumni. And that's part of what makes this place so special is the pride, and it just runs so deep. So we're certainly glad whenever we see our kids go off and do well and come back home as well.
Well, you know, looking back, because you said this was your ninth year as principal, and I don't remember, and I'm guessing Ann Rogers was the principal before you.
She is. I followed Ann. That's correct.
And because this is my 10th year as the voice of the Vikings, and it's easy to remember because I came here whenever Randy came here.
That's right. Randy and I, of course, have known each other for years, way back in the 80s when I was still coaching in the Panhandle of Florida. We left South Georgia and went for a 15-year sabbatical in Northwest Florida. Five of those I was still coaching, the last 10. I was in the principal in two different places, but we were awfully glad in 2001 to have a chance to come back home to South Georgia.
Now, Coach, I'm going to call you Coach right now. You've got 30 seconds. You're in the locker room. What do you tell our guys?
Well, I think you tell them that, you know, we've only played half a game. We're still in this thing. It's anybody's game, and we got two quarters to come out. We make the necessary corrections and adjustments at halftime, and we come out and we whip them for two quarters.
All righty, that's what you tell them?
Yes, sir.
Now come back later in the year and let's talk about the transition into superintendent next year.
Be glad to. Thank you.
Vikings trail 10-3 here at halftime to the McEachern Indians. That was Wes Taylor, our principal, who's moving on to be our superintendent. We'll take a two-minute break when we come back. Bill Osborne has stats for you, and Marty and Taylor has their synopsis of the first half. You are listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country.
And welcome back to Martin Stadium, where the Vikings trail the Indians of McEachern 3-10. I want to welcome you back to the Barry Broom Halftime Insurance Report. And when you think insurance, think Barry Broom and Allstate. Remember, you're in good hands with Allstate. Halftime stats tonight. So far in the first half, the Vikings have 7 first downs while the Indians have 6. Rushing tonight, Vikings are 27 carries for 139 yards, while the Indians have 11 carries for 22 yards. Passing tonight, the Vikings are 2 of 4 for 30 yards, no touchdowns and one interception, while the Indians are 9 of 18 for 125 yards, no touchdowns and no interceptions. Total plays in the first half, Vikings with 31, Indians with 29. Total offense, 169 yards for the Vikings, 147 yards for the Indians. The Vikings have fumbled the ball 4 times, losing it once tonight. The Indians have not fumbled. Penalties tonight. Lyons very good here. No penalties in the first half, while the Indians have been penalized 5 times for 45 yards. Punts tonight. The Vikings have punted 1 time for 28 yards, while the Indians have punted 3 times for 40 yards. Leading rusher for the Indians is Mike Sherman. 9 carries, 28 yards, and a touchdown. Their leading receiver, Amba Etatois, has 3 catches for 59 yards. Also, Trey Fletcher has 4 catches for 56 yards. While the Vikings' leading rusher is number 20, D. Daniels, he's had 7 carries for 58 yards. And the leading receiver, Kevin Edwards, has that 1 catch for 24 yards. And that's your first half stats. Thank you to Barry Broom, Allstate Insurance. On the mics with me is Taylor Biddle and Marty Rogers. Give us your thoughts on the first half.
Well, Bill, it's, you know, everything we expected, a great game. Didn't expect us to make a few mistakes like we did. And, you know, that so far is the difference in the ball game. The fumble we had early there with Mike was just stripped after having a great run for a first down. Led to, of course, their first 3 points. And likely I think they might have missed the field goal there. I can't remember, but...
They did.
But either way, that and the turnover on downs, going for it down there inside our own 30, you know, gave them the first 3 points, and then I just got it out of my mouth that, you know, defense was playing great, and I hope we could keep it up and not give up a big play, and then we missed the tackle there. We had two guys, had him at the line of scrimmage, and he gets away for a big play. And, you know, good teams like McEachern are going to take advantage of mistakes, and that's what they've done, and they've got a seven-point lead here, 10-3. And I hope, you know, we've moved the ball well. You mentioned D. Daniels, our leading rusher. We've got to give him a heavy dose of D. We got to keep pounding D, because when we were giving it to him there on those two drives where we covered the length of the field, that opened up Bergman and Mike Moore on the outside.
Yeah, we had three straight rushing first downs on plays.
We've got to keep that up. Sorry, Taylor.
One thing I have noticed, just like our two previous games, we've been able to move the ball sometimes 50, 60, 70 yards, get down there, what you would call the red zone, and we kind of stall. We've done that twice so far tonight. I think we need to just continue to run the ball, pass it a little bit, drive it down, and we got to put the points on the board when we get in the red zone.
I agree with you, Taylor. One time we got down here in the red zone, and our quarterback tripped, and we ended up having the play there where he kind of bobbled the ball, fell on it. And you know, when you've got a drive like that, you're going, you're getting positive yardage every play, and then you have one negative play, sometimes it can kill the drive.
Just breaks that momentum, right.
And then we had the other end. We came down, and we had a play that just took too long to develop. For whatever reason, the running back kind of went backwards. The play just didn't develop in time. Got tackled there at the line of scrimmage again, negative play.
Story of the second half, in my mind, is going to be the offensive line production and are not giving up big plays in the secondary. I think if we do that, continue to drive the ball like we have been, we'll overcome this deficit.
I totally agree with you. Same thing Wes said at the beginning of the game, before the game, and I totally agree with him. Our offensive line has got to control the ball. We don't necessarily have to get seven every drive,
no.
But we have to give our defense a rest. We have to get the ball out to sustain some drive, and eventually we're going to punch it in. But we've got to keep the offense on the field for a while, let our defense rest. The defense has played great, let's face it. One play, really, is what they've given up. They did have the pump fake early in the game, but we held them there. But the big long run down to the two was when they went in and scored. That was just missed tackles, all
yeah.
It was. You can't give up the big play, like you said, Taylor. But another key, guys, our defensive line has played well. We put a lot of we haven't necessarily put a lot of pressure, but we've contained the quarterback for the most part. They got a little tired there late in the second half. Quarterback had some time, rolled out, was able to make some big plays. But we've got to continue to put pressure on the quarterback, keep him in the pocket, and make him beat us with good timing and get throws. I mean, our secondary is playing very, very well, and they've got to keep it up.
Yeah, they've got to. They're not going to give up the big, long play if they can help it. They're going to keep everything in front of them. But we've got to step it up here in the second half.
We do, guys. I look for a big play here in the second half from one of our big plays. I look for Josh Clemens to come through and make a big play. He had a big hit there on Amba Editola in the first half, but I look for maybe a pick from him or Taekwon or something to change the momentum in this game. We got to get our crowd back in it, guys. I mentioned earlier, our crowd was fired up at the beginning of this football game, but once McEachern kind of got a little bit of a lead there, I think 3-0, our crowd got real quiet.
Yeah,
they've got to make a big play and get them back in it.
They're going to have to get back in it. Well, thank you guys for your thoughts on the first half, and we're going to take a 2-minute break. When we come back, we'll have the whole second half for you here. Vikings trail 3-10 to the Indians of McEachern. You're listening to the Halftime Report brought to you by Barry Broom Insurance, Allstate Insurance. Remember, you're in good hands with Allstate. We'll be back after this 2-minute break. And we're back here at Martin Stadium, just about ready to kick off this second half. The Vikings lost the toss to begin the game, and the Indians, who won, deferred. So they'll receive the ball here to start the second half. Vikings trail 7-3, and as we said during the Barry Broom Halftime Report, we have really got to get everything picked back up here in the second half, get the crowd back into it, and get these players fired up.
And we are ready to start the second half. McEachern comes out on the field. They will receive the ball. They send number 25, Xavier Jackson, back deep, along with Jelani Wells. Remember that name from last year. Matt McEnstein will put the ball on the tee on the far hash mark. He'll be kicking toward that north end zone with the wind at his back. And we're set to get the second half of this slug fest underway. Waiting on the official signal. There it is. Mackenstein approaches the ball, puts that foot into it. End over end kick. Jackson will take at the 7. He's up to the 10, the 15, the 20, 25. Still on the feet as he crosses the 30. Spins across the 35. Ball's on the ground. And it is recovered by the Indians all the way out at the 48-yard line.
That's a rule. I really wish there was a way that you could, if the offensive team fumbles and fumbles it forward and recovers, they ought to come back to where they went down at.
Yeah, that was about a 10-yard fumble forward.
It wasn't intentional.
No, I know it wasn't. I'm just saying, it just, for their mistake, they make an advantage. And I know that's the case for everybody, but.
He made about a 30-yard return before he fumbled the ball. Trent Thompson, the quarterback, in the shotgun. Two receivers near side, two far side. Keeps the ball, gets away from one man, throws it downfield. Intercepted. Intercepted by big Josh Clemens. He tried to get it.
What'd I tell you, Bill?
To number 18.
Ask and you shall receive, Marty.
What'd I tell you?
Let's not scream, fellas.
You missed the halftime report. As Marty said, we needed an interception from Tyquan Lang or from Josh Clemens to turn this thing around.
Down at the 41, Lance Gerald in at quarterback. Sends Bergman and Edwards to the far side of the field. Clemens near side. He's in the shotgun. Mike Moore to his right. 3-3 stack. And we give it to Moore right at the middle. He runs right into those horde of Indians at the line of, well, I said at the line of scrimmage, they're going to give him 1, maybe 2 yards.
Hey, Wes.
They'll give him 2 yards. It'll be 2nd and 8. Yeah, Marty.
I was just going to say, I apologize to our listeners there. It's hard not to get excited out here in a game like this. And I was very, very, very excited for our players, and we needed that play.
Hey, that's like me calling the kettle black about not yelling at it, buddy. Gerald, two receivers to the far side. Clemens to the near side. Takes the snap. Drops straight back in the pocket. Pulls the ball down. Starts to run. Across the 50. He's got the first down as he crosses into Indian territory down to the 41-yard line.
There's nothing like great offensive plays to get a crowd into it, though.
And a 16-yard run by Lance Gerald. 10:57 to go in the third. That's the thing about Lance. Nothing there. He's pulling it down and going. Bergman, Edwards to the far side with Edwards in the slot.
Missing a lineman.
There's a snap. Keeps it again. Tries to run behind. Give it to Moore. Pulls it back out. Keeps it. And he'll get to the line of scrimmage, and it'll be 2nd and 10 from there. Not sure. That might not have been a busted play. 10:31 to go here in the third quarter.
Even the offensive line on that play, Wes, was still kind of shifting themselves around to find their location, and you're right. I think maybe a little bit of a misdirection play that they didn't follow through with.
We trail 10-3. They're showing blitz. There they come. We give it to Moore around the right side. He's got blocking out in front. Cuts back against the seam, trying to get underneath because he knew he couldn't get to the corner. And he'll pick up 4 hard-fought yards down to the 36-yard line. And it will be 3rd and 6 from there. Ball on the far hash mark. Moore comes out. Jordan Williams comes in. He goes to the far side. Bergman and Josh Clemens near side as receiver. They're showing blitz off the corner again. There comes the corner. Throws the ball out to Clement. Between two men still on his feet, he has the first down. Down as he crosses the 30, down to the 26-yard line. Just a little 10-yard pass play from the 36 to the 26.
He was shoelaces away from putting 6 on the board.
They were coming hard off the corner to Gerald's blind side, but a great block over there on the far side by our line of scrimmage. Give it to Mike Moore. Trying to get outside, finding a hole by one man, two. He fights his way down across the 25, down to about the 21, a five-yard run. Maybe six with 9:15 to go here in the third. We trail it 10-3. Second and five. Clemens to the far side. Bergman, Edwards to the near side. Moore in the backfield to the right of Gerald. Lance takes the snap. Gives it to
Mike Moore.
Mike Moore, and it kind of froze everybody. Moore's going to be awfully close to the first down as he jumps across the 20.
He's going to be right on it. If he's got it, it's by half a football. Let's see.
And looking at the official, he stops the clock.
Yeah, they'll get a...
I'm getting signals from both my guys up here. One is saying take a timeout, and the other one's saying keep it right here. 8:30 to go. Yeah, there you go.
All right, so we'll let's see what he's got here. We're going to take a 30-second break. Vikings trail 3-10 here. 8:31 left in the third quarter. We'll be right back.
Back in Martin Stadium, that was a first down. They've reset the chains. 8:30 to go here in the third. We trail 10-3. It'll be first and 10 from the 16-yard line. Gerald, again, gives it to Moore, looking for something. Back inside, still on his feet. He gets a first down at the 4-yard line.
Boy, Mike Moore spelling the end zone on that one.
And our offensive line come out, cleaned a hole, and picked two linebackers.
Good heads-up play by Lance Gerald that time as he read the defense. He had the option to pull that back out, and he left it in the belly of Mike Moore.
First and goal from the 5-yard line. Crowd behind our Vikings. Again, give it to Moore, looking for something. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage, and we'll lose a yard back to the 5. In on the tackle, number 48 and number 91 for the Indians. That's Jerry Nowalko. And I believe D.J. Hendricks. Second and goal from the 5. Gerald in the shotgun. Two receivers out here on Clemens. Takes a snap. Gives quarterback keeper, and he dives across the line of scrimmage. He'll get to the 3. It'll be third and goal from there.
He saw the defenders crashing down, and the only thing that Lance had was to go up and over, and he had to just dive through it like that.
Garrett Fuller now in. James Mathis in.
Garrett still waiting on the play. Now he's got it.
Anthony Chandler up over the ball. Bergman. D. Daniel in the backfield. Garrett Fuller takes a snap. Gives it to Bergman around the right side. He's headed toward the corner. Touchdown! Touchdown! Touchdown!
I see you, Nick Bergman. They clotheslined Nick Bergman when he came through about the 2-yard line, but he was not going to be denied. He just pushed that thing right into the end zone. I thought they were going to take his head off on the clothesline.
Matt McInstein on to tie this ball game up. Jason Crum up over the ball. Garrett Fuller to hold. 6:47 on the clock. Fuller talking to Mack. Looks back, says, give me the ball, Jason. Here it is. Puts it down, it's up, and we've got a tie ball game. We'll take a 60, and we'll be right back after this. All righty. Matt McInstein set to kick off. 6:47 to go in the third. It's all tied up at 10 apiece. Mack approaches that ball, puts that foot into it, end over end kick. That Jackson will take at the 4. He's up across the 5, the 10, the 15. He's got a hole at the 20, the 25. Spins out of one man, two. We hit him. He's not going down until he gets to the 30-yard line.
I tell you, they tied him up that way and held him up, and I saw the defenders, our Viking defenders, going in after the ball.
26-yard return.
That last drive for us, just over 5 minutes, a total of 59 yards, completed with a three-yard run by Nick Birdman for the score. We had 11 total plays. 10 of them were runs, one of them were passed, and we had four first downs.
All right, let's see if the defense can hold them now.
We go back to a three-man front, two linebackers, six DBs. Thompson in the shotgun, takes the snap, gives it to Sherman at the line of scrimmage, and he will get absolutely nowhere. The second and 10 from the 30.
As you said, Wes, a three-man front, gone to six DBs now, and still with that three-man front able to stop the run.
Those linebackers up tight. Trey Jackson.
Well, those three up front, though, those are some big hosses in James Mathis and Eric Torrey.
Again, takes a snap, drops back, looks, goes toward the sideline, and overthrows Trey Fletcher. So it'll be third and 10.
Also at the other end, just so I don't leave anybody out, number 91, Ellis Griffin.
The other linebacker, number 46, Matt Frazier. Frazier and Trey Jackson. We're at 6:04 to go here in the third, all tied up at 10 apiece. It will be third and 10 from the 30 for McEachern as they send two receivers near side, one far side. Thompson telling his receivers where to go. Takes the snap, drops back, looks, pulls the ball down, looking to run. We get a hand on him, and he'll go down at the 32, 33-yard line.
It's not a sack, but what a great tackle. Sam Washington out there from the right defensive end side totally disrupted that play and just held everybody up in time so that James Mathis could come in and lead on the tackle.
Bill?
Go ahead, Marty.
Hey, guys, the crowd is definitely back into this game. That interception by Josh is exactly what we needed. The crowd's in it. The players are in it. They're feeling it down here, guys.
Tyquan Lane back at our 35. St. Germain standing at the 20. The ball will be snapped from the 33. Six men up on the line for our Vikings. Low snap. Nice high kick. Drives Tyquan all the way back to the 30. He's up to the 35. Tries to get away one man at the 40. Still on the feet. Cuts to the 45. The 50. Jermaine. Bell's running down from behind at the 20-yard line.
That's a horse collar. Horse collar. He changed his momentum and his position.
50. 50-yard return on that play by Nick Birdman. 10-10, 5 minutes to go in the third quarter. Your Vikings take over in their own 20-yard line. We do have an official timeout on the play. Water break.
Water break. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. All righty, back at Martin Stadium. 5 minutes to go here in the third quarter. A 50-yard punt return by Tyquan Lane gives us the ball. First and 10 at the 20-yard line. Taylor, tell us what you just had.
I had a 47-yard punt on that play. Tyquan missed a few tackles, broke one about 20 yards, and I thought he had a horse collar.
50 yards on the return.
Two receivers far side, two near side. Lance Gerald with Tyler Van Der Zanden underneath, dropped back looking, pulls the ball down the middle, wide open. He's across the 15 down to the 14-yard line, scampers for 6 yards. When the middle opened up for him and there was nobody there to throw the ball to.
He tried the pump fake and they didn't bite on it, but that left that middle wide open.
Give him 7 yards on the carry, so it's second and three at the 13. Nick Bergman goes far side. He's got Edwards with him. Josh Clemens, single receiver near side. Mike Moore in the backfield. Tyler Van Der Zanden at wing back on the Vister side. Now he switches Moore back to his left. Ball on the near hash mark, going from right to left on your radio dial. Takes the snap. Gives it to Moore. Runs right into one man, two, and they tackling for a loss all the way back to the 19-yard line. High snap.
Yeah, but a lot of time in trying to make the decision on that play. Left that offensive line down there in those stance for a long time, and then the snap happens real quickly. That's one of those situations you're putting your offensive lineman in a disadvantage.
Third and six. From the 18-yard line, or third, I'm sorry, third and eight from the 18-yard line. Ball in the middle of the field. Send Clemens to the Vista side. Put more in motion toward the Vetcher side. Drops back, looks, pulls the ball down. No place to go as he crosses the 20. Back to the 18. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage.
Had Nick out here in the flats. He was looking downfield, and before he could get turned out there and see Nick in the flats, he had to take off.
It is 3:23 to go here in the third, clock running. We're going to bring Mac McIntyre on to try to give us the lead here. It will be a 35-yard field goal attempt. Our 36-yard. Jason Crum up over the ball. Fuller looks at Mac. Says something to him. Mac says, I'm ready. Sets the ball down. Kicks up. Oh, it's got the distance. And it's good. With 2:46 to go, Vikings take the first lead of the night, 13-10. We'll take a 60. We'll be right back after this. Back at Martin Stadium, 2:46 to go in the third. McIntyre set to kick off. Puts that foot into it. High end over end kick. Jackson will take it again at the 4. He's across the 5, the 10. We hit him at the 16. And that was Taquan Lane that hit him at the 15-yard line. And they'll mark him down at the 16.
That last drive for the Vikings, 2 minutes and 15 seconds off the clock. They ran 3 plays. All 3 of them were runs. Resulted in a 36-yard field goal.
And there is cotton on the carpet, fellas. I thought I saw a flag, but it wasn't until the players broke around it. Not sure what it's going to be.
There's some discussion out
face
there.
Face mask. They're going to call it. It's a face mask.
That's exactly right, Wes.
Now, was it in 5 yard or 15?
They got Taquan for tackling high on the player just then, and I'm not sure he had the face mask. But his hands were wrapped around the helmet. He had the back of the helmet, so I think that's what he got him for.
And that's a 5-yard penalty. They'll take it out to the 21-yard line.
All right, Viking fans need to get up on their feet, encourage this defense. 3-man front.
2 receivers far, 1 receiver far side, 1 near side. 2 tight ends for McEachern. There's a snap. They give it to Sherman up the middle. He's got a hole as he spins across the 25, 26, 27-yard line. There's a flag.
It was a high tackle. I don't know that he got the face mask, I think.
I think I saw a hand in there, Tyler signaling it, and I think we're going to have another face mask. And there's a flag back at the 19-yard line. And one up at the, I'm sorry, one at the 24 and one at the 27. 2:32 to go here in the third. We lead it. Personal foul face mask. That's a 15-yard penalty. That'll move it all the way out to the 40, almost to the 45-yard line. Back-to-back face mask by our Vikings. Edouard in the slot on the near side. Fletcher to the far side. Sherman in the backfield behind Trent Johnson. He's waiting on the snap. We've gone back to a 4-man front. Actually, looks
five
like
man.
5. There's a snap. There we come. Out to Fletcher. He's hit after a 5-yard catch all the way out to midfield. So it'll be 2nd and 5 from there. Little quick throw. Same formation. We're inside 2 minutes to go in the third. Back to a 5-man front. Again, a quick throw. Out to Editoire. We hit him. He's got the first down as he gets into Viking territory across the 45, down to the 42-yard line.
Yeah, he did make the catch, but Tevin Brown just made a textbook tackle. He squared his shoulders up, lowered his body, and just drove right into Editoire and made a great tackle.
7-yard pitch and catch. A minute 45 to go here in the third.
Back to a 3-man front.
Yep. Frazier, Jackson at the linebacker. Thompson looks over to the sideline.
This crowd's got to get up and get some noise going.
takes the snap, gives it to Sherman. He gets hit as he crosses the line of scrimmage. He'll get 2 yards down to the 40. Second and eight from there. Sam Washington comes in, and Ellis Griffin comes out.
Yeah, Sam and Ellis switch out on that right defensive end. Eric Torrey on the left and James Mathis at the nose.
Thompson barks out signals. Now he's waiting on the ball, standing at the 45. Brings Etatois in motion to the far side of the field. They start right. They give it to Sherman. Gets hit behind the line of scrimmage. Gets back to the line of scrimmage. Good play by the tailback Sherman because he got hit in the backfield. Broke a tackle across the 40 down to the 39-yard line where Billy looks like it's going to be third and about seven from there. And we're at 30 seconds to go here in the third quarter.
Yeah, he made about a 2 yard gain on that. And the clock runs on the run play. 25 seconds. The 25-second clock just starts. They don't have to take a snap here.
Actually, it's third and six, but they do. Again, give it to Sherman. He spins. He's got the first down all the way down to our 30-yard line. They're going to mark him at the 29-and-a-half. Almost a 10-yard run. They're just inside the 30. They'll set the chains. And that'll be the end of the third quarter. Vikings lead at 13-10 as we head to the fourth. We'll take a 60-second break. We'll be right back after this. All right, we head to the fourth quarter. Wes James along with Bill Osborne. Marty Rogers on the sidelines. Taylor Biddle between us. It'll be first and 10 for the Indians just inside our 30-yard line. We lead at 13-10. In the pistol, Sherman at tailback, Thompson in the shotgun, three-man front for our Vikings. Thompson takes a snap, drops back,
holding,
wide open was number 25.
Sam Washington was coming in there, and he just got yanked down, but he pulled through it still to make the hit. Just as the quarterback let the ball go, but no flag.
That pass was intended for Xavier Jackson, and just as Trent Thompson released it, he got hit, and he overthrew Jackson. Second and 10 from the 30. Thompson says something to Sherman. They back Fletcher up off the line of scrimmage on our side. Again, give it to Sherman.
Nope,
no, he keeps it. Throws out. Oh, tried a little bubble pass out to number 29, who was wide open. Justin McDaniel, and he dropped the ball, so it'll be third and 10. Marty, looked like he maybe had a case of hearing footsteps.
Wes, I think it was a little behind him there, but I definitely think he heard the footsteps.
They'll send trips to the far side. Tied into our side. Thompson drops back. Look, throws underneath the Fletcher. We make the tackle and bring him down at the 25-yard line. It'll be fourth and five from there. And they'll bring St. Germain in to try to tie this thing up. It'll be a 42-yard field goal attempt. He missed the 44-yarder earlier. This kick straight away. They're waiting on the snap. There it is. Ball's down. Kick up. And it's good. And then with 11:07 to go, we've got a tie ball game once again. We'll take 60 and be right back after this. St. Germain set to kick off. High end over end kick. Sails into the end zone. And we'll take over first and 10 on our 20-yard line.
Guys, that drive totaled 3 minutes and 32 seconds. 54 yards, 9 plays, 4 of them were runs, 5 of them were passes, 3 first downs, resulted in a 42-yard kick.
And we got a tie ball game, 13-13 here with 11:07 left in this ball game.
We're 80 yards away with 11 minutes and 7 seconds left in his ball game to take the lead.
Josh Clemens comes in at quarterback.
We haven't seen him tonight at quarterback. He lines up in the shotgun.
That'll bring those linebackers up tight.
It sure does. There's a snap. He keeps it, starts left, looks for a hole. No place to go. He'll get back to the line of scrimmage and maybe 2 yards. Second and 8 from there. Oh, Nick Bergman ran over the back judge.
But he helped him up, too. Yeah, those linebackers pulling up tight to the line of scrimmage.
Give him 3 yards, second and 7. Clemens stays in at quarterback. Corners back off a little bit. There's a snap. Again, try to go right up the middle, and Clemens gets across the 25 up to the 26. It'll be 3rd and 4 from there. We have not tried to run the corners on them much tonight, Bill.
Well, they've got a lot of speed, and we're not able to really get out there and get those corners.
Lance Gerald comes back in at quarterback.
And Josh Clemens will just slide out to that wide receiver spot.
9:59 to go here in the third. In the fourth. And we've got to do something in a hurry. And we call timeout. We'll take a 60. We'll be right back after this. All righty. 3rd and a long 4 from the 26. Gerald at quarterback. Takes a snap, keeps it, rolls right, looking. Van der Zanden wide open, and
he's going to be short.
He's going to be short of the first.
Ooh,
they're
going to
mark him at the 30. They're going to mark him at the 30.
Guys, I think they're giving it to him. That ball is touching the line. That's the first down. Yes.
First down, Vikings.
And for the McEachern fans who are listening, you just got robbed, folks. We got a Grayson spot, that's all I can tell you. We were short, but we'll take it. There's a snap, high snap to Mike Moore around the right side. He's back to the, and he'll get back to the line of scrimmage and no further. And some folks say, don't ever admit when something like that happens. Well, Lowndes High is classy enough to admit when we get a break. Not like some schools who want to cry foul all the time. Second and 10 from the 30.
We ran that trying to go wide to the short side. Didn't have a lot of room for Mike to string that out.
8:47 to go. Gerald in the shotgun, takes the snap, keeps it up the middle, found him a hole, and he's up to the 40-yard line. First down, good job by Lance Gerald. Tyler Van der Zanden leading the way, the big fullback. Just plowing the road as Gerald ran a quarterback draw and got us the first down out to the 40. Brandon Roberts, wide receiver, now to the far side. Bergman, Clemens, near side. We take a look. Go out to Bergman. Bergman, still on his feet, gets pulled out of bounds. Little pitch and catch for about 2 yards from the 41 up to the 43. He'd be 2nd and 8 from there. 8:15 to go in the ball game. All tied up at 13 apiece.
We got a final from across the town. 37-7, Cats over Hardaway.
Congratulations, Valdosta Wildcats.
Bergman, Clemens go to the far side. Roberts near side. Mike Moore to the right of Lance Gerald. He stands on the near hash mark at the 39. Drops back, rolls right, looking. They're chasing him. Got a hand on him, and he tries to throw it away, and it's going to be intentional grounding. Back at the 35. Lance gets up slowly.
I don't know that he threw it away as much as it just got knocked out. They're going to call intentional grounding.
Yeah, they are.
8:03 left in the ball game here. We're tied at 13.
That'll be a 5-yard penalty and a loss of down.
Guys, he was trying to get the ball out and trying to throw it out of bounds, but they were hanging on to him, and he just wasn't able to get the strength to get it to the sideline. And they got him for the intentional grounding.
Back it up to the 30, where it will be third and
21
from there.
So third and 21 now for the Vikings. Lance Gerald still in at quarterback, in at the shotgun.
They're showing blitz from the linebackers. And there they come. He keeps it. They close back. He'll get up to the 34-yard line and we'll punt.
Not a very good offensive series for the Vikings that time.
Brandon Bell in the ball game. Tyler Vanderzanden in as the long snapper right now. And there's a flag for what?
Delay?
I'm not sure. But that was...
Guys, it's delay a game. I saw the official back there make the motion.
No substitution on the defense.
I thought so.
I misread it.
Mark off 5 yards. We're still going to have to punt.
Defense is going to have to come in here and make a big stop here. This is going to be a big possession in this ball game.
Absolutely, with 7:22 to go here in the ball game, all tied up. Etatois and Fletcher back deep for the Indians. Mackenstein. It hits at the 30. 35, and a roll dead at the 31-yard line.
Thirty-yard punt on that play. That last drive, a little over 3 minutes. 8 plays, three of them were passes, 5 of them were runs. They got 2 first downs.
Thompson, 2 receivers far side, 2 near side. We're getting that 3-man front. Clock will start on the snap. 7:10 to go in the ball game. Little pass out to Etowah, and he drops it. Stops the clock with 7:08 to go. Second and 10.
Guys, here comes the band warning right here, I think. I saw the quarterback go over and talk to the referee, point to the band, and then here's the referee talking to Coach Mack.
Now it's going to get loud.
All right, Viking fans, to your feet.
Thompson walking down the line of scrimmage, talking to each person individually. It is loud in Martin Stadium. St. Germain Thompson changing the play at the line of scrimmage. Second and 10. Look, quick pass out up in the air. Bounces around. Finally, it's incomplete. Off of Etatois' fingers and number 19. Malik Williams had a chance at it.
Let's do that again. That was as loud as this crowd has been in a long, long time.
Bill, I have to agree with you. I could not hear y'all. It was completely gone from the crowd noise.
Here they come again. Third and 10 from the 31-yard line. Thompson again trying to make yourself heard above this noise. Two receivers far side, high snap, rolls right, looking, holding, throws downfield, and the catch is made for a first down.
There were double teaming three holds on Eric Torrey and no flag.
And they've got a first down out to the 42-yard line. Great play by Edetow as he made the catch and stepped out of bounds. That'll give the Indians some breathing room. 6:57 to go.
Let's go,
here
Viking
in the ball
fans.
Game.
Don't sit down yet.
There's a snap. Gives it to Sherman up the middle. He's got a hole over the right side. He's got the first down as he gets into Viking territory down to our 47-and-a-half-yard line. D'Angelo Edmonds checks in.
They're going to measure for this one.
And while we're doing that, we've got 12 men on the field right now.
We're just rotating people off. Stacy Wright checks in, it looks like.
It looks like they got it right here just by a little bit, if I can tell right.
Well, it's smart. That's smart ball right there, because you ask for a measurement, the officials are going to give you one, and it kind of slows down the momentum, and it is a first down.
I think you're exactly right, Wes. I think that's what we did.
So first and 10 now for the Indians. They have crossed midfield at the 47-yard line, 48-yard line.
6:40 to go in the ball game.
We're tied 13-13.
We need an interception taken to the house right here, fellas. Five-man front for our Vikings. Thompson takes the snap, rolls toward the press box side, being chased. Goes downfield, got a man wide open. And he's out of bounds at the 13, at the 18-yard line. That pass was complete to number 25, Xavier Jackson.
Sam Washington asking for a flag. He was held on the other side.
Six 13 to go. Thompson. Ball on the near hash mark. Steps back there, something to Sherman, the tailback. Again. Steps up to the line of scrimmage and says something. Takes the snap. Gives it to Sherman. At the line, bust one, tackle two. He's down to the 11-yard line.
We had a hand on him in the backfield, just couldn't get enough on there to bring him down.
The second and three. 5:47 to go. We're tied at 13 here in the fourth. Thompson, receiver near side, receiver far side, double tight end, five-man front for the Vikings. Waiting on the snap, quick throw out, Edetois spins, we hit him, he's got the first down, down to the 7-yard line. It'll be first and goal for the Indians right there with 5:16 to go here in the ball game. We're tied at 13. Referee just wound the clock. Ball on the far hash mark. McKeeson going from left to right on your radio dial, headed toward that north end zone. Waiting on the snap at the 10. Gets it. Gives it to the run to number one, Jelani Edwards, right up the middle, and they pull him down just shy of the goal line, about the 1-yard line. Second and goal from there. Sherman's Sherman. Now back in at tailback. Give it to Sherman. Jumps into the end zone. Touchdown, Indians.
They go up here 19-13 and attempt the extra point.
St. Germain's extra point is up. It's good. 4:34 to go in the ball game. They lead it 20-13. We'll be right back after the 60-second break. St. Germain set to kick off. High end is Squibley kick. And it's taken at the 5, the 10, the 15, the 20.
Williams.
Jordan Williams at the 30, still on his feet. He's across the 40, the 45, all the way out to midfield. Jordan Williams. And they had to grab his jersey and pull it off his shoulder pad as he took it at the 5, a 45-yard return by Jordan Williams.
That last drive for the Indians, guys, 3 minutes, 24 seconds off the clock, 69 total yards, 10 plays, 5 runs, 5 passes, 4 first downs.
Make that a 46-yard return to their 49-yard line. We've got 4:25 to go and 49 yards to tie this thing up. Garrett Fuller back in. Linebackers in the gap. We give it to Bergman. He gets across the line of scrimmage. He'll get a yard down to the 48-yard line. Second and 9 from there. They're taking their linebackers and setting them in between those tackles, between the defensive end and the nose guard, rather, and shooting the gaps. We're at 4 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter, trailing 20-13. Clemens at wing back on the far side, more than their side. Brings Clemens in motion. Again, give it to Daniels. He drops the ball. It's on the ground, but he gets it back. Back at the line of scrimmage, it'll be 3rd and 8 from there.
Can't afford those mistakes.
Clock's running with 3:35 to go here in the ball game. We trail by 7, 20-13. Lance Gerald back in. It's going to be 3rd and 8. We shuffle personnel. They go back that 3-3 stack. Linebacker showing blitz on the inside, on the near side. There he comes. We throw it out to Bergman. Bergman has got the first down as he crosses the 40 down to about the 38, 37. Down to the 37-yard line. Stops the clock with 3:05 to go. Little bubble screen out here on the near side. And that'll get it down to the McEachern 37-yard line. 3:05 to go here in the ball game.
Fuller checks back in at quarterback, guys.
Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Heavy right. Double tied into the right side. Moore in motion toward the visitor side. And we give it to Moore. Looking for a hole. Trying to get by one man, two. Still on his feet. Fights his way close down to the 30-yard line.
Ball's on the ground, guys, but I think they're saying he was down.
They are. Official coming in from the far side saying he's down. He gets it down to the 31. 2:38 to go in the ball game. It is going to be 2nd and 6, 2nd and 5. Fuller under center. Clemens in motion. And he gives it to D. Daniels up the middle. Nowhere. 2:20 to go. James Mathis comes in. Lance Gerald comes back in, and it's going to be 3rd and 5. We have 2 timeouts left. 2:05 to go here in the ball game. And timeout called, Vikings. 2:02 to go. We'll take a 60. We'll be right back after this. And Fuller goes under center to take the snap. McEachern calls timeout.
Good.
We'll take a 30. We'll be right back after this.
We got to get them in. We had 8 minutes to go.
I thought we said we were good.
Well, he said we were early. I thought we would get more in, but the clock started really running. We'll take 5 at the end of the – we'll take a 2 right away.
LaJuan, how many's left?
Oh, okay. 4.5. Okay. We're better than I thought.
He's back in the wing tee. I think he just thinks we can get 5 yards out of the wing tee no matter what here.
Marty back in Martin Stadium, West James, Bill Osborne. Marty Rogers on the sidelines. Taylor Biddle between us up here. Third and five. 2:02 to go in the ball game. We trail 20-13. Third and five, the ball at the McEachern 31-yard line. Fuller at quarterback. He'll have Nick Bergman wing back on this side. Josh Clemens wing back on the far side. D. Daniels at fullback. We are showing double tight ends. Corners up tight. He gives it to Bergman on the counter around the left side. He's got the first down, cut by one man. He's down to the 22-yard line. That'll stop the clock with a minute 54 to go while they reset the chains. We've got one timeout left. Minute 54 to go. Fuller. They wind the clock. Goes under center. Puts Clemens in motion. Clemens around the right side. He gets hit at the line of scrimmage. He'll fight his way down to the 20. Clocked at a minute 41. Clock's running. Let's go, fellas. Second and nine. We're at a minute 25. A minute 22. Fuller. Calling the play. The ball at the 21-and-a-half-yard line. Clemens in motion. Drops back. Look. Bergman open in the end zone. Off his fingertip.
Good play. Good play.
Covered. I mean, it was off his fingertips, but he was covered deep by number 20.
The pass was right on the numbers, but it was great coverage by number 20 for the Indians.
A minute two to go. Third and eight, but that stops the clock. Lance Gerald comes in. We've got to get down to the 12-yard line for a first down. We need a touchdown because we trail by seven. Clemens in the slot on the near side. Gerald drops back, throws out to Bergman. Looking for running room, gets hit as he gets to the 20. No place to go, and that clock's still running.
The blocks were out there, Wes. They just did not stay with the blocks.
Nobody calling time. 46, 45, and now we call timeout with 44 seconds to go. We'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Well, folks, we're down to this. One play, 44.1 seconds to go. We trail 20-13. It is fourth and seven. We have no timeouts left. The ball at the 20-yard line. We've got to get to the 13. To set it for you, Lance Gerald has Mike Moore to his left. Bergman and Clemens to the right. Brandon Roberts at the top. He drops back. There they come on the blitz. Throws to the end zone. Out of the back of the end zone. Nothing there. Clemens had his hands on it. They pull it down. That's the ball game. He had his hands on it, and it got knocked away at the last minute. Like a Hail Mary to the back of the end zone. 38.5 seconds to go. They've got to snap it one time. Thompson goes into that. Or McEachern goes into that victory formation. Takes the snap, goes to one knee. Our Vikings will drop to 2-1 on the year. McEachern will go to 2-0. Leon will be here next Friday night from Tallahassee. And they did a job on Godby last week. Watching the clock run out. Three. And that's the ball game. Vikings lose 20-13. We'll take a 2-minute break. We'll take a 2-minute break, and we'll be right back after this. Back in Martin Stadium, Vikings lose to McEachern 20-13. Marty's down on the field with Coach McPherson.
Yeah, Wes, Coach Mack, tough game. The kids fought hard.
They played really hard. You know, we got beat by a good football team. But, you know, we got a good football team, too. We're going to learn from this, and we're going to get better.
Coach, obviously, it's just our third game. We still haven't even played a region game. I think your kids will learn a lot from this. What do you tell your team?
Well, you know, tell them they played hard. You know, we just got to get better. We got to fix some things. You know, I knew going into this football game that we would learn, you know, where we were at. And, you know, got beat by a good team, and we'll get better.
Thanks, Coach.
Thank you, Marty.
McEachern goes to 1-1, goes to 2-0 on the year. We dropped to 2-1, and unlike last year, we have to tip our hats to the McEachern Indians because they came in and played real hard-nosed, tough football and beat us in our place.
Well, I think they played real tough-nosed, hard-nosed football last year. We let ourselves get beat last year, and this year I think there's a little more we got beat. We let ourselves, we missed opportunities, but we got beat to this year. And Coach McPherson's right. We got a good football team, too. And if we learn something from this, and we can run the table from here on out, it doesn't matter about that number one spot right now. It matters in December.
It matters in December when it's all over with. And it's a tough loss. Nobody likes to lose. The Randy McPherson Lounge Coaches Show will be at Austin's Cattle Company at 6:45 this Tuesday. Coach Mack and I will sit down and talk about this game, and we'll also talk about the upcoming game with Leon High School out of Tallahassee, and they're much improved over last year, and we'll discuss that Tuesday night with Coach. And, Bill, do you have stats yet?
Yeah, I do. I can give you the final stats here. Final stats tonight, thank you to Coach Dice and his group from Lowndes Middle School, Pine Grove Middle School as well. Final score, Vikings 13, McEachern 20. First downs tonight, the Vikings with 15, while McEachern had 13. Rushing tonight, Vikings 52 carries, 221 yards, while McEachern had 21 carries for 66 yards. In the air, the Vikings were 7 for 11, 57 yards, no touchdowns, one interception, while McEachern was 15 of 28 for 190 yards, no touchdowns, no interceptions. Total plays tonight, the Vikings was 63 offensive plays, to 49 for McEachern. We had 278 total yards to McEachern's 256 total yards. We put the ball on the carpet five times. We lost it only once. McEachern fumbled once but did not lose it. Punts tonight, the Vikings three punts for an average of 25 yards, while McEachern had six punts for an average of 50. Oh, I'm sorry, those were penalties. Excuse me, three penalties for 25 yards for Lowndes, six penalties for 50 yards for McEachern. The punts, Lowndes punted two times for 29 yards, while McEachern punted four times for an average of 38.7 yards. The leading rusher for McEachern, number 14, and I don't have my roster in front of me. Who was 14?
That was Mike Sherman.
He had 18 carries, 69 yards, and two touchdowns. Their leading receiver, number 7, Etatois, six carries for 82 yards. For the Vikings, the leading rusher was Mike Moore, 18 carries, 68 yards, and the leading receiver for the Vikings, and that was number 24, same as the half, Kevin Edwards. He had that one catch for 18 yards, and those are your final stats. Thank you to Southeastern Federal Credit Union for their sponsorship of this post-game report.
All righty, let's take a two-minute break. When we come back, our three-minute break, when we come back, we'll wrap this thing up. Vikings lose 20-13. We'll be right back after this three-minute break. You're listening to Lounge High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. All right, back at a very, very solemn Martin Stadium. Vikings lose 20-13 to a very good, very scary McEachern football team. We knew they were. We watched them in the dome. We knew what Trent Thompson was capable of. We shot ourselves in the foot in the first half with a fumble and give up a big 46-yard pass play where we had Etatois wrapped up, and he broke two tackles and got away, and Tyquan Lane's saved the touchdown then, but they took it in, and Vikings came out and scored twice in the third quarter to take the lead, and it was a very, very tough football game. Coach's show will be at Austin Steakhouse at six off its Cattle Company at 6:45 Tuesday. Coach Mack and I will talk about this ball game, and then we'll look ahead next week to Leon. As we told you, a very tough, very much improved Leon High School football team out of Tallahassee. They kind of demolished Godby last week. I don't know what they did tonight, but we'll have all those updates for you. And you can keep up with the Vikings by going to www.thevikingvoice.com. And do what?
We never correct you. You just say www.
I said www, didn't I?
You always do www.
Okay. Triple W.
There you go.
Triple W. nobody likes to lose, and I don't think anybody likes to lose any more than Bill and I do. We're so very competitive. But anyway, Taylor, as the new man, give us your thoughts.
Yeah, you got to give all the credit to the McEachern Indians. Came in here to a hostile environment and moved the football against us. We knew our defense was going to play well. We knew our offense was going to be able to move the ball. We just gave up two or three big plays is what I saw. I liked the play of the offensive line. We moved the ball pretty well. We stalled a couple times again in the red zone, and we got to get that corrected before our region play comes. All in all, I got to give credit to the Indians.
Yep.
Marty?
I have to second Taylor and second Coach Mack. I mean, it was a tough football game against a very, very, very good football team in the McEachern Indians. And they came out. They made the plays they had to make to win. We didn't. We made a few mistakes, but don't want to take anything away from McEachern. They earned it tonight. But the good thing is, like Coach Mack said, it's early, and we can learn from this. We can correct our mistakes, and we know what we got to do. We got to keep working. We got to keep pushing ourselves. And sometimes it's a lot better being a little bit further down looking up than being up at the top looking down, especially this early in the season. Obviously, you want to be at the top at the end, not at the beginning. So hopefully we'll learn from this, move on, and we got a lot of football left to play, guys.
We sure do, Bill.
Yeah, I'm going to echo Coach McPherson. He said we got a good football team, too. We're just missing opportunities. As I looked over these stats, we rushed for 221 yards. We threw for 57. We had 278 total yards. We scored one touchdown. That's it. One touchdown. Two field goals. This offense, even a wing tee, has got more power than this. We should have put more in the end zone. We were able to move the ball almost at will in some cases, but we could not finish the drive. And I think we talked about that in game one and game two, finishing the drive. And I think that maybe becomes the new mantra now is finish. We've got an awesome team. We've got a great offensive line. Our defense does a tremendous job. We got to finish. So that's as far as I'm concerned, that's what my final thing is, finish.
All righty. And I've said all I've got to say. I consider this one of the four top games. There were four games that I picked I thought were really going to be tough, pivotal games for us. This is the first of those four, and we lose it 20-13 to go to 2-1 on the year. We'll be back here next Friday night, when Leon out of Tallahassee comes to town. We'll be on the air at 7:00, where the pregame kickoff will be at 8:00.
It's time to say goodnight, Wes.
Good night, Wes. Tonight's broadcast has been engineered by LaJuan Hayes. It has been produced by Justin Smothers. It is a production of Black Crow Media in conjunction with the Viking Voice, LLC. For all of Black Crow Media, for all of Lowndes High School, for Bill Osborne, Taylor Biddle, Marty Rogers, I'm Wes James. Good night. God bless you. You have been listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. Good night, and have a safe and happy Labor Day weekend, Lowndes County.